We go to Chicago, where a deeper pattern of police brutality is emerging as yet another video of a police shooting surfaces. An order by a federal judge this week allowed for the release of that police shooting of a white officer, black teenager shot while he was running away on foot. 17-year-old Cedric Chapman was thought to have been involved in a carjacking in January of 2013. Police pursued him, ultimately killed him. Police had accused Chapman of turning and pointing an object at police as he ran, but it turned out Chapman was unarmed. What was he pointing at police? A black iPhone. Richard Boykin is Cook County Commissioner in Chicago. He joins me from WBEZ. Welcome, Commissioner.
Thank you for having me.
What do you think this 2013 video says about a pattern of brutality that is way beyond a single incident here?
Look, I think it says that there is a culture of cover-up. There is a culture of protecting wrongdoers within the police department. This incident with Cedric Chapman is something that is unconscionable. Obviously, that on the heels of the release of the video with Laquan McDonald being shown walking away with a knife in his hand, not a threat to the officers on the scene. Let me be clear that there are good police within the police department. However, these incidences of police misconduct, they continue to be seen throughout the city of Chicago. Now, look, one of the things that's troubling for many of us is that there was an indictment in the Laquan McDonald case of Officer Van Dyke just hours before the release of the video. The prosecutor waited 400 days to make an indictment. We do not believe that she would have indicted that police officer if, in fact, the video would not have been ordered released by the judge. The other thing that's troubling in that case is that there were officers on the scene, about 7 or 8 officers. These officers filed false police reports to corroborate the account of Van Dyke, Officer Van Dyke. These officers have not been charged, have not been disciplined, and are still being paid and working.
It's legal to file a false police report in the city of Chicago or anywhere?
Look, it appears that that is the norm because the prosecutor has not indicted these officers for filing false police reports, nor have these officers been disciplined. I asked the question a few days ago in a committee hearing of the chief of staff to the state's attorney, Anita Alvarez. Have these officers been indicted or have these officers been disciplined? His response was the investigation is ongoing. None of us can understand. This has been 14 months. We all saw the video. I could deduce in 13 seconds that this was a murder in the Laquan McDonald case. This officer shot him in the back and shot him 16 times. This is wrong. We wouldn't treat an animal this way. And so why would we allow for officers to treat a human being this way?
Let's focus on the Chapman video for just a moment. It seems to me that, it's a distant shot of the victim. And I don't know. It's really very difficult to understand what's going on there. It's almost as though the cops just didn't have the energy to go after him. He was thought to be involved in a carjacking and just decided to bring him down just because that was easier. That's cold to say, but you just can't interpret it any other way.
Look, from the video, that's what it appears to be, and that should never happen. Look, the culture is set by the superintendent of police. Obviously, this superintendent, Gary McCarthy, is gone now. But the mayor ultimately selects the police chief or the police superintendent. We must send a signal through the Chicago Police Department that this type of behavior will not be tolerated. Now, the mayor, to his credit, has made some positive steps of reform. And these positive steps came as a result of the shooting of Quintonio LeGreer and Betty Jones, an innocent person who was just there on the scene. This shooting happened on the 26th of December. Of course, it was a shooting where the individual, Quintonio LeGreer, was having a mental health episode. He had a baseball bat in his hand. The officer, shot him 7 times and mistakenly shot or accidentally shot Betty Jones in the process. The mayor has ordered crisis intervention training for all police, and he's ordered tasers to be available in police units, in all police units. And so I think that those are necessary things that will help, hopefully, to save lives. But the other thing that the mayor should say is that individuals should not be shot in the back. If someone's fleeing a scene, look, from a carjacking, does the guy deserve to die? I don't think so. Let him flee the scene, catch up with him another day.
Finally, you mentioned a message needs to be sent. You talked about some reform measures that the mayor seems to be endorsing. But what firing or disciplinary action would be necessary to deliver that message, even to prosecutors and the court system, that this is just not going to be tolerated by the people of Chicago?
Look, so one of the things that we did in the Cook County Board, and I'm so proud of my colleagues, is that we passed a resolution calling for the appointment of a special prosecutor in the Laquan McDonald case, as there is a crisis of confidence right now as to whether or not the state's attorney can actually appropriately prosecute this case. Now, we believe, like in New York, where Governor Cuomo has actually issued an executive order, in all police-involved shootings of unarmed civilians, the appointment of a special prosecutor is automatically triggered. So we passed the first step of that. We're also trying to pass the second step of it. Right now, Governor Rauner in Illinois does not have the same kind of authority to issue an executive order to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to ask the legislature to give him that authority so that there is no question that justice and fairness will be done in police-involved shootings, and that this cozy relationship between prosecutors and police won't impede the justice system from flowing and the fact that individuals can get justice.
Richard Boykin is a Cook County Commissioner in Chicago. He spoke to us from WBEZ in that city. Commissioner, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.